Okay, Keith Lee.
Honestly, speaking of Keith Lee, you talking mad shit, but on the real, you want an autistic person critiquing your meal. You really do
I
want an
love
autistic
Keith Lee.
person to like critique your meal. You know why? Or not even your meal, like your restaurant. Because an autistic person gonna let you know shit that you didn't even think of like thinking about.
That's why
Like,
Denver don't want you back.
you know what? Four Friends Kitchen in Denver, Colorado. Fucking place sucks. Oh man.
Oh my goodness. Keith Lee be making me cry though. I don't like watching Keith Lee. That's not why I come to TikTok. I don't come to TikTok for heartwarming stories. Fuck that
So
shit.
like, love him up, love him down. He a Bible thumper,
He's a
and
huge Bible thumper.
he's a Bible thumper. And like, as a person who has trauma from the church, I cannot, like, once I hear too many Jesus, I'm like, all right, I gotta scroll. I tried to give you the whole deal. I can't. I'm sorry. That's the only thing. That's like, and that's not even negative. That's just because of something like, you know, because his we our cousins will jump us if I don't clarify this up. Like, it's not any hate towards him. It's just my trauma won't allow me to get his blessings all the way. If you know what I mean, y'all pick up what I'm putting down.
I pick up what you put it down. I pick up what you put it down.
But you
So how
know,
is, do you wanna start the
I
episode?
know I was like, you know, when I'm not, you know, being Lawyer Ray, making sure the podcast, you know, for the podcast, I'm legal as well as marketing, and there's a very
Yes.
specific like TikTok that is like, it's like a customer service. Oh, it's a lawyer TikTok, but with like marketing and customer service jokes. And I'm just like, my people. But anyway, I'm your legal co-host, Ray, joined by my co-host.
The one with the
You know what? You know what?
The one who don't eat avocado toast.
Wow. Literally all our meals have been taken this like for
See?
the past week and a
See?
half. But I mean, if you want me, I can keep it real. I can keep it real. Look, man,
Look. You can't have it all, right?
I tell y'all I live in the hell mouth every episode. Yo, you think Sunnydale is where the hell mouth is? No, it is where I live. I reside over a fucking hellmouth. There are crows in my neighborhood. There's fucking like police everywhere.
Have crows. What's wrong with crows?
What do crows like?
The bugs that they eat in my yard.
All right.
At the end of October, they use my yard to gather and they like huddle and they do their crow stuff. It's really cool to watch and they take off.
You like watching a murder of crows because that's what they are called as a group, a
I
murder.
know. I
You know,
know.
for people who don't know. Always thinking about our audience.
Always
Gram
thinking about the audience.
Grammarly be like, yo, I don't think everybody can understand. You using big words, but like make it like a fifth grader, please. Please.
I mean, that is where the United States is. It's on a fifth grade level, so
Oh, they trying to
I
get that
understand.
poor teacher
Not necessarily.
fired.
Did they get him fired?
They tried to get him
I
fired.
saw that they tried to.
And like, how is the call coming from inside the house?
Because parents don't want
But
to
you
be doing nothing.
freeway in the principal. Like,
Look,
girl.
as a parent who has no problem rolling up on the school, dropping out of meetings to take phone calls, I can tell you, they'd be like, oh, Mrs. Such and Such, we weren't expecting you to be so engaged. I know you weren't, and
We
that's why I am.
didn't expect you to be
I'll
hands
whoop
on
his
with your
ass and your
parent.
ass. Catch me on a good day.
I mean,
Both of
with your
y'all, either
child,
one of
it's
y'all
super
could get
crazy.
it.
Because I always remember the marketing meeting I was in where my boss straight up said, look, our target client or our target purchaser is like the parents who buy themselves Jordans but buy their kids like Payless sneakers, okay? The people who be like forgetting that they have kids. And it's just like, wow. Y'all are our target demo, and that's, y'all were a target demo 8 years ago.
Wow. Well, I can't say that because these kids be running my pockets.
No, but you're a hands-on parent, and we were directly targeting hands-off parents.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
Yeah.
I don't do marketing, so. What else is up? How is your creature report this week?
So I finished reading Cognac Villain by Nikki Fox. I realized I had not mentioned the author at all last week. I have started the sequel, Cognac Vixen, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
What's it like? So is that about her? Or is it like about like... Because I find that there's not too many sapphic smut. And then sapphic smut that's written not by Zane.
Nah, like this is Russian mafia type shit. Russian mafia with arranged marriages because, you know, Will's gonna get paid.
I feel like that's kind of like typecasting. Speaking of, did we miss Stuff Your Kindle Day? There was supposed to be a Stuff Your Kindle Day. Did we miss that?
I think we did.
There was one over the weekend. Did I miss it?
Yeah, I definitely missed it.
Hold on, wait. It says for 3 days. Oh, okay, so the next one's December 27th. But let me check.
2 days after Christmas.
Ooh. I know, that's perfect. Because everybody going to have their Kindles, so that's perfect. No, I sent one, and I bet you I missed it, because I sent it Friday, I think, or Saturday. To my book group, you know what happened? It was before Chandler Bing.
I have not really processed that as of yet because
it was quiet, only on the 28th.
Yeah. Quiet as it's kept, Chandler is like 1/3 of my personality, and I don't know how to deal with this.
Ah, there's one tomorrow. So,
okay, Rachel Green.
I am sad that he has passed away, which is weird because I used to watch Friends all the time after school, but I'm not, like, I feel like if somebody from Living Single died, I would have the same thing.
Hey, what's wrong? Yo, don't put that in the atmosphere. We just lost half. Please.
That's all I'm saying. I will send this to you. Let me send it to you now, because we'd be like, I'm gonna send you something that never happened. So I'm gonna send it to you now. Tomorrow is terrifying. And for you guys who, you know, have Kindles, when this goes up, it is Terrify Your Kindle Day. So if you want a little, you know, horror, some romance horror.
What is romance horror? Like, what do we consider that?
What do you mean, Ghostface?
So, you know what? I think because I love Roman so much, I was destined to be a Jake Gurley.
Wait, what?
So, Jake from Scandal played Ghostface, aka the killer of Scream 3. His character's name was Roman.
Oh.
And Roman is the only Ghostface who works by himself.
Oh.
And like, Scream 3 is the campier, like, Scream of the franchise.
Hold on, you saying Jake over Fitz?
This is
Is that
something.
what you're saying?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Bitch, I thought, guys, this might be the end of Black Girl Charms as you know it. Hold up. We watched Scandal together.
Yeah, I know.
You never told me that you didn't want syrup in Vermont with me. What is going
We're
on?
We're jam in Vermont.
That's
anyway.
Fuck.
No. So, like, I rewatched. It's Halloween, as you can see. Well, Halloween Eve. As you can see, I'm in my spooky spirit. I'm wearing my Scream shirt. And I was watching Scream 3 last week. And there was just something about, like, I have always been attracted to Scott Foley. And it started with Scream 3. Like, fuck Felicity. It's always been Roman. And it just unlocked something. So this is just something that I came to, like, this week. So you can't be mad at me. I literally have been, like, a Fitz girl until,
That's
like...
Fine. I'll take that.
Until, like, last week. And to be fair...
I'll take that.
It still technically fits because he's president and Jake is an underling. And, you know, I want the man with the power, not the man behind the man. But, like, if we're talking about...
Man
like,
behind the man. I mean, it depends on what the scene is.
But this is something about... About Roman, and there's something about Jake.
Roman. See, now you're gonna let me do this stupid Nikki shit. I'm sorry.
But yeah.
I apologize to our listeners. I mean, I feel the same way. Like, if we're talking about our report, because I definitely text you, like, am I attracted to Bruce Greenwood? For those who don't know who Bruce Greenwood is, he plays a medical doctor on The Resident, and he was in...
He's Roderick Usher in the
right.
Fall of the House of Usher.
The Fall of the House of Usher.
And you weren't done with the show yet.
I'm done.
I know. I wanted to bring this up like a while ago, but... I was like, you're not done yet. I want you to be finished with the show so you can understand. All I want, oh my God, his voice with some fingers, it's over.
Also, young Roderick, who played, I can't
You mean Max Searson from Friday Night Lights?
I've never seen Friday Night Lights, but he played in Midnight Mass as well.
Mm.
But the mutton chops... Ooh, takes his face to a whole new level.
He's always going to be his character from Friday Night Lights to me, which is like the saddest fucking puppy dog character because he has those sad puppy dog eyes.
And he always, okay, because he definitely played a sad puppy dog character in Midnight Mass.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen, right?
I've not watched Midnight Mass, but I've seen memes.
Yes, he plays a sad puppy dog character in Midnight Mass. And he kind of plays, I mean, old Roderick or young Roderick was a sad puppy dog until the end. And I was like, here I am blaming your sister for your downfall. But you knew. You fucking knew.
So.
Which kind of makes it even hotter because, boy, I love to be manipulated.
So, shout out to Marquise. He brought up a good point. He said that, like, low-key, high-key, he knew this was always gonna happen. That's why he had as much kids as he did, because he didn't care. He was like, whatever, fuck it. Just for you.
I think what took my love of the character, or what made me fall in love with the character, is like he knew his kids were fuck shit, but it was the spoiler alert. I'm giving you guys 3 seconds to fast forward. 3, 2, 1. But it was the death of Lenore and his like heartbreak over the death of his grandbaby.
Mm-hmm.
Like so emotional. And I was just like, I love you, Roderick. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was good though. I'm here from. Did you see though, Mike Flanagan? He's adapting a Stephen King novel, and it's gonna have my boo Loki in it. Like he just be stacking up characters.
I feel like I need to go back and watch like all his other Netflix projects.
Have you not seen his other Netflix projects?
No, I have not, because like,
Midnight Mass is really good, and it has my boo from.
I follow him. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about like our boo from The Fall of Usher that we were talking about last week.
No. It has him in there too, but it has my boo from The Misadventures of Old Christine.
Which one?
Christine's son.
Yeah.
It has him in it. And then The Haunting of Hill House has the guy from The Librarians in it, but he's persona non grata now. So he's not in any of Mike Flanagan's stuff moving forward.
I mean, I love this whole thing of like, it's not the house that Ryan Murphy built. It's just the only thing that I can equate it to right now. Mm-hmm. I love like, oh, y'all my bitches, and we gonna do this shit. Anytime I have anything, I know who I'm gonna call. Don't even audition for me.
Well, they do compare the two a lot with the fact, but Mike Flanagan, they're saying that Mike Flanagan knows how to stick an ending versus Ryan Murphy, and Mike's not as gory.
Because, yeah. I mean, we already did the spoiler alert, but further spoiler alert, 3, 2, 1. Like, at the end of it, where my boo Dixon from Alias is just like, you know, I could, you know, use this, but I want baby. I got my husband, I got my kids, I got my grandkids, and what do you have? Nothing. And it's just like, damn. That's an ending.
I've been reading like in-depth like analysis of mm-hmm. the show. Cause like why would you have chosen that? Like, did you think that they were not gonna have horrifying deaths? Did you think that you guys are all gonna die at the same time? Like, did you think by having the granddaughter it would have not wiped out your entire it's just so many questions left unanswered for me.
I know. And like,
and then for the sister to be like, oh, I thought it was a dream, but she ain't had no kids. And also, spoiler alert, 3, 2, 1, why you trying to kill the sister? You knew the sister wasn't going to die.
And the way he did it too. Like, I get it, but I don't get it.
It makes me almost feel like he blames her for the route that his life took.
I mean,
she was a bitch.
She definitely was the puppet master. Let's not.
Definitely the puppet master.
And.
Or was he the puppet master and just allowed everybody else to assume that she was the puppet master? I just have my.
I believe in women. So I'm going to say she was the puppet master because he also like. Her send-off that he wanted to give her.
The queen's... And the fact that he called her Cleopatra and stuff, yeah. Or the raven called her Cleopatra. And the hubby brought up a good point. 3, 2, 1, spoiler alert. Why Arthur Pym leave? Like, why he ain't leave, right? Like, you knew that you were going to get caught. Why you ain't disappear?
Because I feel like he's the only technically good person in all of this. If that makes any sense. Because she did offer him the same thing and he was just like, nah, I'ma just take whatever happens.
But he had nothing to give up. Was he a good person or did he have no collateral?
I feel like because of what they alluded to, what he saw, he was a good person up until whatever happened there. And then there changed the trajectory of his life, but it still kept his like morals and scruples because you couldn't buy him, and he would never really put anybody in a predicament to be used against him.
Yeah, Well, that's everything I've been obsessing about. That's what I've been watching and obsessing about and reading about. So we can just get started.
Oh, I finished Shrinking. Oh my God, it's such a good show. Like, I hate it when it's like...
Oh, I was like, Shrinking? What's Shrinking?
I hate that, like, when... I don't like watching shows when everybody is talking about it. Obviously, there are certain, like, there's an asterisk there. Like... I just, this is a delayed reaction with the camera. So I'm just like, wait, what's going on? Why are you giving me that face? But then it syncs up in my brain. But anyway, there are certain things like, yeah, like Game of Thrones, obviously. I mean, I didn't start when everybody started it, but I caught up. And then because of it, I have joined it. But there are certain things like, I don't like to watch when everybody's saying that it's great, yada, yada, because I don't like having my expectations be up here and then I watch the show and it's down here. So I just wait until everybody's not talking about it anymore and then just start watching it. And that's what happened with Shrinking. And it's so good. I love it. Can y'all pay these people their damn money so we can get season two? Fuck.
You ain't getting nothing no time soon.
I don't know. Jon Stewart just quit his job, so they got.
I know.
So they got a whole. They got a whole budget worth of. They got money to spend. They can wait.
Let's get into this episode.
Sure. You know what? I honestly should. I don't know why I'm bullshitting. I woke up and my throat was swollen, and I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm getting my cold back, so let's get over with this.
What the fuck? Yeah. Well, I mean, I still have my ear shit going on, so.
Yeah. I woke up, and I was like, oh my God, why can't I swallow?
That's what she said.
I don't know. I mean, that's what he says. Anyway, we're on season 3, episode 8, Sleuthing with the Enemy. The original air date is December 14th, 2000, so almost a month later, because episode 7 premiered on November 16th. That was like the Thanksgiving break then?
Okay, so was this like the... Yeah, Thanksgiving break, and they do a couple more episodes for Christmas. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yep.
My God. Imagine... Oh! Let's take it back to the year 2000. You have just watched this. You have just watched Piper cut the perfect oval shape of neo-purple gelatin. And now you have to wait almost a whole fucking month to see what happens.
But I don't remember. I thought kids would get really frustrated and then they would just play reruns and the reruns would piss me off.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I'm with you.
Oh my God, you're just, because message boards are taking off at this point.
I wasn't too big into message boards, so 2000 would make me a freshman in high school. Jesus fucking Christ. Would make me a freshman in high school. I wasn't too much into message boards just yet. I was still a nerd.
Yeah.
I think I was still doing age, sex, location.
No, I feel like for me, no, I definitely, because if you were a freshman, I was in junior high school.
Jesus Christ. But you were like a senior, right?
No, because you were like an eighth. No, 9/11 happened my eighth grade year. So I definitely was in like seventh grade, probably.
Just move on. Shut up.
Anyway, the writer this week is Peter Hume. He has 18 total writing credits, including Relic Hunter, which is, oof, if you didn't have cable, you know Relic Hunter. but his last credit was in 2000.
Him dead?
No, he just, I don't feel like working no more. The director this week is Noel Nosik. He has 42 credits, but Charmed is his last one with him directing. two episodes in season four.
Okay.
Our guest stars this week is Scott McDonald, or Mac Donald, because it's the M-A-C. As Crow.
E-I-E-I-O.
And on this front, he has a pose. Crow has 80 acting credits, including L.A. Noir. But his last one was also in 2020. Not Dead, just like, I'm tired. But like,
Leo is in L.A. Noir too, right?
Yeah, so look at that. I don't know why look that's not that. A trivia, but I shall add it to somebody's message boards. Or I'll add it to the Reddit threads. Like,
okay,
you know. And Keith Diamond as Inspector Rhys Davidson with 51 acting credits, including Burn Notice.
That's where I know him from.
Yep. But his last one was in 2011. The trivia that I can give away this week, before we actually start the episode, I guess, is the title is based on the 1991 Julia Roberts movie, Sleeping with the Enemy. Which is what Phoebe's been doing with Cole. Yeah, ha, 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 ha.
But the girls are also trying to find Balthazar, mm-hmm. and they are sleuthing with the enemy. So, like, a double pun.
This episode reunites Holly Marie Combs with Keith Diamond. You see, that's the only famous black man in my brain, Keith David.
Yeah, he's all over TikTok now for singing his song from The Princess and the Frog.
I mean, it don't matter. Every time I see, like, a random celebrity on TikTok, it's just like, a part of you is dying, but a part of you is living for this. But anyway, Keith Diamond, they worked together on the 1992 film Dr. Giggles.
Dr. Joe, calling Dr. Joe.
IMDb synopsis is, after Prue, Phoebe, and Piper learn that Cole is the demon that has been trying to kill them, Phoebe faces the tough decision of killing the man she loves or defying her sisters by letting him go free. What the fuck, IMDb? Just give it all away.
You and your TV guide, like, okay.
What the fuck? Reformatting makes me so annoyed. Prue and Piper team up with a bounty hunter demon to destroy Balthazar, but Phoebe has other plans for the man she loves. You know what? Whoever wrote this one.
That was a good one.
That was really, really good.
That was good.
Because is Balthazar the man she loves? Yes, we know that, but she don't know that. Woo! I don't have any music notes this week, so let's just get into this episode.
Wait, before we do, what are your... I was sending you my initial thoughts. I had thoughts. You were not responding, but I had initial
thoughts. I done told you on air already, I will not engage you. I will save it for the podcast. Because you're going to get me all riled up, and then I'm going to come on air and be like, guys, I'm tired. All right, my co-host.
But wait, okay. But I'm just saying, after you watch the episode, right, with my initial thoughts, do you see it? Do you see it?
My co-host.
The man is biracial.
What is with y'all turning red men into, like,
hotep? That's not even why I'm calling him a hotep. That man had a ankh on his demon altar.
I said red men because Vision is now Vishon, and now and now Cole too, Balthazar.
He had the jacket. He had the... All he needed was the gold chain and some beep.
Not gonna lie, his perm looked hella natural. Like, it didn't look like the ramen that fucking Justin Timberlake had. It looked like...
You see what I'm saying?
That's the black
king
right
there.
Do you
see what I'm saying? Yeah. He got... We gonna get into it and I will go on my rant.
He got that Penn Badgley curly hair.
You see, he came out that shower, and I was like, that is a black king.
Anyway, before we officially get into the episode, I lied. This is the first time that shimmering is referred to in dialogue. And this starts, you know, Piper being able to freeze parts of humans' body, I mean, parts of demons. So the video is so slow. I am not getting you in real time with video. I'm getting you in real time,
so maybe that works out.
So what happened? So, like, you are literally slumped over the couch laughing, and I'm just like,
that was like 45 seconds
ago. I am trying to read, but in my peripheral, you are doing some wild shit.
Oh, I was doing this shimmy when you were talking about shimmering.
This is why I can't talk, because of this fucking time delay. Like, I keep, like, I'm just going to do the rest of this episode with my eyes closed, because I can't. Matter of fact, I don't even need to read anymore. I shan't look at you. Continue.
I was going to flash you, but then I realized that we're recording.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, like most episodes, we start this episode in the manor. It is Prue and Piper in the kitchen, and they're making a potion. There's ingredients. I am not on a time delay, though, you weirdo. There are ingredients everywhere. Piper is throwing stuff in the pot. Flames shoot up. What's basically happening is that they are finally creating the potion to find Balthazar. Like, why has it taken you so long?
Like, I mean, why would you make it if you don't have the Balthazar flesh?
I mean, first off, we didn't get there because I had questions. So as I was watching the first half, I wasn't texting you, but I did have questions.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making this potion.
With cockle shells.
With cockle shells, and the cockle shells are over by the cricket. See, this is why I could not be like a herbal witch. Give me flames, because I'm not keeping crickets and all that stuff in my house.
They were talking about... Yo, Piper is a chef that I will never, ever, ever, ever eat at her house. Cricket!
We're going to talk about that. So Prue even tells her, like, you can slice up a chunk of demon flesh, but you can't touch pig's feet. And Piper says she's a vegetarian. Since when? Since now? It's disgusting. When they try to finally bless the potion, it doesn't work because they forget to add a critical ingredient, which is his flesh. And then Piper goes into the refrigerator. And it's in, like, a Tupperware container, and they take it out. I had questions. Like, that way y'all just keep demon flesh with y'all beef and y'all chicken?
So, this reminds me of a girl that we used to work with. Were you at the shelter? The white girl with the dreads that worked at the shelter with us?
Yes.
So, I went to her house one time. I'll tell you off air why I was at her house. And she was, like, fostering, like, kitties. She had, like, bottle babies and, like, actual kittens. But she also had a big-ass German shepherd. Long story short, she kept kitten carcasses in her freezer. Right next to, like, the meat she would make. For dinner. And I was just like,
Was it at least in a Ziploc bag?
No! She would throw the body in, she would treat her regular freezer like how the freezer at the shelter.
So Piper adds the flesh into and the potion went boom, and it knocked Piper like halfway across the room. I mean, she just went flying. And I will say, she got up and I was like, she looked dumb cute, because the last couple of, I'm ignoring you. The last couple of episodes, they had my girl looking a hot ass mess, and I was not feeling that. Like, just because you're the middle sister don't mean you ain't got style.
Your blowout was definitely fierce, but like, your face has been disgusted for like 20 seconds.
Because I'm disgusted with you and your stories. I am disgusted with you and your stories. And the fact, I don't know why your internet is on a time delay, but I really did like, see, now I want like, what was like a cow hair leopard top? Like, just, I just need somebody to just give me Prue's looks and where to find them on a mommy girl budget. Cause that's what I need. I just want to be Prue next summer. I definitely have been doing Prue winter, and I'm definitely gonna be doing Prue winter, but I need a Prue summer. So we skip over, and Balthazar is in full Balthazar flesh. He's in a cemetery. And I find this so funny because we've talked about Black people on Charm before, and it's a full Negroed cemetery. It's a full Negro funeral. Why is Balthazar blowing up the Negro cemetery?
So, I'm going to fast forward this really quickly because we need to get here. He shimmers, crawls on his ass, crow fucking, like, they start fighting. He shimmers out the mausoleum.
Uh-huh.
Into, like, the funeral is over. And Crow is out here looking for coal in his black ass fucking funeral. It's like only two white people at this black ass funeral, and you don't know which one can be coal. And coal. Cole asked the only other white lady at that funeral.
Bad races. Bad races.
And I know she was the only white girl at that funeral because she called it a wake and not a repass.
I was just like, how you ain't fire him? Like, how you
was looking mad hard.
Mad hard in the light. In the light.
You know how, like, when you trying to be like, Where's Macy? And you dead ass, you just not looking down.
He was like, what? I am glad that they have Cole go to the white person and he ain't just walk up to the black person like, for shit.
Yo, I'm sorry. I'm literally getting the audiobook just for Michelle. I was going to read it. But now,
the book I haven't started yet, but I heard Michelle Williams. I heard some of the snippets and I was like, damn, I don't even listen to audio, but damn, you know, they said, like, complete sidebar. They said he is pushing back his comeback because of the embarrassment. So in that case, like, reflecting back on it, I'm glad that they had the foresight for him to not go to the black people, because we would have lost it on this episode.
We're losing it on this episode.
So did he go to the wake? Did he go to the repast, like, and pay his respects and get something to eat? Like, what he do? Because they don't mention that part.
I mean, to be fair, this is what happens, right? He definitely went in and got some potato salad.
He
got
him. He was like, who made this? Okay.
You know, you can't go to the repast and not get a plate. You can't. Because you're going to be like, oh, where's that? Again, there was only two white people at this funeral. Old
daddy was black. You can't tell me nothing.
Oh, because only black men can fall in love with demons? Is that what you were saying?
I'm moving on. I hate you so much. I hate you. And you know goddamn well why I said that. You know, we're not doing video next week. You listeners of us ever doing video, because you are unhinged enough. Fuck that. You're not putting me up on no magic clip from your wild ass comments. Fuck that.
I am in tears. Oh shit.
I am unamused, my nizzle.
Nah, that's dead ass payback, because you try to do that shit to me all the fucking time. All the time. Change your fucking reverse Uno card, bitch.
Phoebe goes to Cole's office after class, and there is a Negro. Wait, did the Negro come yet?
Yeah.
Did I miss the Negro?
No, he in there. Wow, did I miss the Negro? God damn! How do you have to set you up for nothing? You just be saying it yourself. It's a mess. Did I miss the Negro message?
Okay, so wait. Before we even get to the Batman in the office.
Well, we definitely... Did we miss that part?
We missed a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. So we find out that Phoebe went to go see Cole at his place yesterday, and the only reason why Prue knows is because broke-ass Phoebe got a parking ticket. Probably so, left it in the car.
Last week, you got her car towed, and it was the gas tank was empty. Granted, we gonna chalk it up to Balthazar doing it.
Right.
But you would think I would be on my P's and Q's, because the reason why she was so agitated the first time was because I left her car without gas twice already. So this would be the third time, and I got it towed.
She ain't learned nothing. She ain't learned nothing from last week.
And she got another bill.
She ain't learned nothing about them having resentment for each other. She ain't learned a goddamn thing.
Was like, I'll pay you back. How, bitch? With what job? With your financial aid?
She don't even really want to go find Balthazar because she is finding her true love. And they're like, it's all right because we got this spell, and the spell don't need the power of three because we got the vanquishing potion. You go do you, boo. You go find that dick. You know what that reminds me of?
Me?
When we used to go to Tonic and your phone, what you had before? What was that phone call?
My sidekick?
Your sidekick would go on. And you'd be like, all right, guys, I gotta go. Get home safe. And you would break the power of three. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you are so disrespectful.
No.
Disgusted. So they do give Phoebe, and keep this in mind, guys, they give Phoebe a bottle of vanquishing potion just in case Balthazar attacks her while she's out. So Cole is now in an alley. He's in a dark alley. He is trying to, he took off his shirt, so he's all, beastie, because he got, little fuzz all over his body.
He's giving the cover of a, Daniel Steele novel.
Yes! It's giving one of them old, early 1990s Harlequin novels that I used to read in school, but I wasn't allowed to read them. So I used to take a book cover and cover it. Yeah. I've always been this mutt. Always.
I was gonna say...
I have my book of prayers and the Ten Commandments in one pocket and my Harlequins.
No. Oh man. Ooh, Sister Soldier. Thank God my mom didn't really ask too much. I was always a reading ass kid.
She ain't asked me nothing.
Coldest winter ever, huh? And I was
Yeah. My homegirl had a mom who would buy her Harlequin novels, but she ain't like Harlequin novels, so she would slide them to me. And that's actually how I got into Johanna Lindsay, is because of that. Speaking of, I haven't done my yearly Johanna Lindsay. R.I.P. Johanna Lindsay. I haven't done my yearly. She had a pirate series. So good. So good.
I'm going to park the car really quickly, because you saying that reminded me that Anthony Anderson used to watch porn with his mom, so that's how he learned how to eat pussy.
Now you gotta put that back into my mind, though. That man deserved everything. Yo, the smoke that this podcast will always have. Why did I need to know that? Why was that in articles? Why did I need to know that? Why? I hate him. I didn't even finish. I could Blackish because of him. And I love Dion Cole. Him. I'm moving on. And there's reasons. And I'm glad that the rest of the world now is seeing the reasons that we are an anti-Anthony Anderson podcast. But I'm going to move on. You're not going to have me rant. Anyway.
I'm me just open up another bag of M&Ms.
Open up another bag of M&Ms. So he's like looking all Harlequin noveled out in this alley, and he's trying to like
heaving.
He's trying to like rip his shirt, but he can't because he is so weak. And I was like, "Daddy, no." So he turned into Balthazar and ripped his shirt.
I was like, they knew what they was doing. They knew what they was doing. Daddy, chill.
He leaves his coat because he's trying to like, you know, not have Crow catch him. He can't be in one place for too long. And so a homeless man picks it up. Mm-hmm. And just keep that in mind. A homeless man grabs it. Phoebe's finally in class. She's finally doing something, right? But while Phoebe's in class, Prue and Piper are doing all the hard work, and they are behind an overturned table. And that table has seen better days. It is nicked and dinged, scratched up. They go to chant the summoning spell. And it looks like
it's a gust of wind. You don't really see who it is.
But the guy like starts to like flesh out, and I thought it was gonna be our boo Balthazar, but it is not. It is Krell. At the moment Krell arrives, he tries to blast Prue and Piper, but
they throw their potions at him.
Do they?
Yeah. Prue throws hers first.
You're right, because she thought it was mm-hmm. Balthazar. Yes. I'm a bit mad. Like, that's your human form and we couldn't find you. I've been upset.
I mean, that would be a really good human form, because he looks like a regular ass Bob Burgers character.
Why are you like this?
Because I am unmedicated. It's in our bio.
He blows a hole through the table. Prue sends Krell flying, but she was going to send Krell flying into the grandfather clock. And finally, because I feel like we've been talking about this for seasons. I was like, we can't afford to keep replacing this shit. What are you doing, homie?
This is the episode where Piper's gonna smell like herself.
So,
yes, because
she was talking down to Leo.
I'm telling you, Piper was smelling herself this episode.
She looked mad cute with her little hoodie on. Her chest was chestising. They were like, "Oh, okay, you got a nice little shape." They finally having her like wear the clothes versus the clothes wearing her.
Mm-hmm. And like she literally just her ends got clipped, got a fresh blowout.
I always love when they do a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Before Leo, she was pulling men. But we're not gonna talk about that. That's not why we're here. So he is in midair frozen.
Talking shit too. Sorry.
Well, he's frozen just yet. He's frozen. Mm-hmm. They haven't undone his head yet. Piper thinks that they have the wrong demon, but they're not sure because they don't know what his human form is. If Prue comes up with the idea to unfreeze his head, they've never done it before. It works. She's like, "Oh shit, okay, something else I can do that Phoebe can't." Prue demands to know who the fuck she is and where the fuck Balthazar is at. But he threatens to kill them because he's a demon. That's what demons do. They unfreeze him to have a conversation. When they unfreeze him, he flies into the grandfather clock anyway.
Piper does it to be a bitch. He says, "If you don't unfreeze me, I'll kill you." And she says, she says something snarky back to him. And when Prue looks at her like, "Why would you do that? You literally stopped me from throwing him into the grandfather clock." And Piper goes, "It was worth it." Finally get Sassy Piper. 3-8 is where Sassy Piper is born.
We find out that Krell is also after Balthazar. They have a whole conversation about it. And I just like I understand you're a bounty hunter, Krell. Like, I get that. But like, he's a Zotar. You suck at your job. Right? Like, clearly y'all are after the same one. You haven't been able to catch him yet.
Does he, though? Because remember, he caught him at the cemetery.
Did he catch him, or did he get the mausoleum thing on his back? Like, Balthazar is wounded and you can't do shit? Come on. Is this the best you got? This is why the triad. gotten. Oh, I love when we get to that part. That's when I started texting you. So Phoebe goes to Cole's office, and in Cole's office is Reese Davidson, is an investigator with the DA's office. He's also looking for Cole. Everybody looking for Cole. And Phoebe just spills the beans. Cole was working on a big case. The last time she saw him, he was packed and ready to go, but decided that plans had changed and he wasn't going anymore. And Reese is like, he ain't been working on nothing. This man big just been...
small. All he's been doing is filing extensions.
He ain't doing a damn thing. And that's when I had texted you, did the triad pay for his law degree? Or did daddy have a college fund set
up? I feel like the triad, I feel like they magicked his law degree. I don't think he has, like, I feel like.
You don't think he a lawyer?
No.
I mean, to become a DA.
They ain't nothing that a little sprinkle can't handle.
You're right.
All he gotta know is really, like, and he knows enough about the law to file extensions instead of actually be, like, doing anything.
So.
He Phaedra Parks.
So Reese is grilling. Reese is grilling Phoebe like, oh, so you his girl? You his girl? She's like, I'm his girl.
No.
I hated that. But like, what's your 50s? Initial thoughts on Reese? Is he a demon? Is he also a bounty hunter? He gonna die? Because black men don't survive long on this episode. On this show.
First of all, Daryl lasted the entire series. They brought him back a couple of times. But he lasted.
So black men, not black man.
Nah,
look, they got the one in a casket and we didn't even see his face.
I think, if I'm remembering this correctly, I think I knew he was always like a good guy. Just very like, hey, Jack Turkey, what you doing here about it?
Which is why I thought he was a demon.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why are you talking like that?
He definitely is given, like, he always gave, like, that's not, like, you his girl, huh? I ain't seen Colt Turner in a fortnight. Like, why are you talking like this? Who talks like this?
He sound like, they got these books on Amazon that you can get on Kindle Unlimited. And they're written by white people, but they're black people. And she put, like, what was it? She put, like, Crisco in her hair instead of, like, hair grease. Right.
Anyway. That's what it's given.
So, this gets good. So, Crow is explaining everything that happened. He intercepted Prue and Piper's summoning spell because he himself isn't powerful enough to vanquish Balthazar, but Balthazar can't shimmy. That's the first time we hear about shimmying. Prue thinks that the triad passed the contract on to Krell. Krell tells them that the source sent him after about the Zorfrick on the triad. And he was like, yo, you little white lighter bitch, you know this. And I was like, somebody has finally said it, that they white lighter suck. How the demons from the other side is like, yo, white lighter is trash. Why am I telling you this information?
He not wrong. He's not wrong. Like, because we'll get there when we get there, but like, how don't y'all know this? That's like a big thing. That's a big shift. Like, if it's literally like the triad, then the source, that's a thing
that everybody. Power vacuum.
And y'all.
Look, this man protected me.
And like, who are y'all? So, who were y'all talking to in season 2 when y'all were willing to let Prue die with the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse? Who are y'all talking to then?
He suggests Crow that they should work together to find Balthazar. And Piper's like, you are a demon. And I'm Prue Halliwell. I don't need you. But Crow's like, look, the only way that Balthazar can save himself with the source is to kill them. So figure it out. You got like 5 seconds. Talk amongst yourselves. But hurry the fuck up. Who the fuck you talking to? And then they call for Leo because they like, Leo, you guys out here embarrassed by these demons. I'd have been so mad. Could you imagine a demon giving me intel that I should already have? embarrassing.
That is like, what's worse? This or like three options. The hey boo text from your fucking hairstylist, your a girl coming to you as a woman, or the enemy letting you know tea that you should have already known.
The hey boo and the embarrassment by the enemy is like neck and neck, especially when I waited like a month for this appointment. But my street cred as a charmed one, I feel like if I'm Piper out of this group, then I'm okay with not having my hair done all the time. No tea, no shade. So I'm going to say the embarrassment. Because that's my man, too. That's my man. Yo, he was just embarrassing her straight this entire episode. This entire episode, he was just embarrassing her.
And she didn't even come up. She didn't even try to remix his line. She said it bar for bar, word for word.
We back at Cole's apartment. Phoebe is able to get inside because he don't lock the door. She notices that there's drops of blood on the carpet.
And you mixed that up. She was knocking on the door, but like he has a doorbell, so why wouldn't you just ring the doorbell incessantly? Because that would at least be, you know, annoying to him instead of annoying the neighbor who came out and was like, hello, people live here. What's wrong with you? Knock on this fucking door like that.
It's Cole. He was looking fine. Even hurt, he was looking fine. But I would say he kind of looked like a little addict because his eyes were all bloodshot red. He was like all rimmed and shit like that. I was like, what you snort coke like Frederick? Is that what you do?
Around the room.
She was trying to get him to go to a hospital, and he was like, no, because they're going to find me, you dumb hoe. Clearly, I mean, that wound looked mad gross, too. Like, ma'am. She's trying to she's whispering for Leo. She's like, Leo. Leo not coming, though. She's like, I'm calling for Leo. You know, he's our doctor. He's our in-house doctor. And she's like, I'm going to leave and go get him, and I'm going to be right back. And she goes to kiss him. And I was like, Phoebe, this ain't the time. This man is this is not the time for you to get that one last kiss. I was annoyed. She goes to get Leo. Piper is pissed. Piper's like, you had me out in these streets looking like a dumb bitch.
Were you looking like a dumb job? Bitch? Girl, you didn't even sound convincing saying that shit.
Leo said the reason why he didn't tell them is because it was only a rumor that they didn't have it confirmed, and that's why he ain't tell the girls. But I feel like even if it's a rumor,
I literally had this question, like, why wouldn't y'all? That's a really big rumor to go unsubstantiated.
Right. Piper don't like the fact that they have to work with a demon, but Prue thinks it's the only way that they can actually kill Balthazar. Leo actually sides with Prue, and Piper's like, you're not getting any tonight, because that's wild. Fuck you, bitch. Here you are again, embarrassing me again.
You can suck Prue and Yo. I just feel that, like, we are in episode 8. So literally up until last week, you were like, Leo, I don't give a fuck. When Prue was the main one being like, there's a demon after us. We need to be, like, on our P's and Q's. We need to be on, like, here's some sneakers. Don't get caught lacking. I'm going to booby trap the fucking house. All y'all was looking at her like she was fucking crazy. Now, a man says the same shit she's been saying for fucking weeks.
A man?
Like, Krell's been like, oh, he was sent here, like, girl.
I mean, he fills them in, like, he's been sent here, and Prue is, you know, poor Prue.
And the fact that now you want to be like, what's wrong with you, Leo? What's wrong? Like, bitch, you were supposed to say that shit weeks ago. Like, what the fuck? Like,
who was, we had him, and I let him go. Like, I knew my instinct. Like, I knew.
He went back to destroy your bloodline. And that wasn't even enough for you to be like, oh, for you or your bitch ass sister. Cause yo, I'm so tight. When we get there, I'm a. But like, I'm happy that Piper is on board with the Leo bashing. But like, girl, you are weeks late. Y'all all owe Prue a fucking apology. Y'all all been gaslighting her for episodes. And like, for 2 months now. And
But they don't know it's cold just yet. They don't find out it's cold until the homeless person, right?
No, yeah. But what I'm saying is that fire that Piper has in her belly, where was that fire weeks ago? Because Prue has been saying...
It ain't gonna last long.
Prue has been saying this shit for weeks. And it takes...
You gonna give her the pouty face that Leo give? Come let me smell it. And that's it.
Oh, nah. At the end of this episode, he got like 2 hours in the doghouse. It has to be like, I can't. She gotta like...
No.
He don't got fucking 1K to sell her. All right?
They got home and he was like, baby, you hungry? Let me pour you some Apple Jacks and milk. And she was like, okay, honey, I love you.
No.
Thanks so much for taking care of me.
No. Because how this episode ends, I can't believe it.
I'm telling you, that's exactly what happened.
I refuse.
She was like, ooh, come look at my new power.
Anyway.
And she froze him. Yes. See, you know damn right.
Anyway, while she is hair flipping in the attic.
So Phoebe comes back. She thinks it's an attack. She rushes at Krell and tries to fight him. And Prue and Piper have to fill her in and like, nah. And she's like, oh my God, I work with a demon. Blah, 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 blah. Krell suggests that they go back to the cemetery because evil likes to be at cemeteries. And so he thinks that's where Balthazar is hiding out. But they all decide that's where they're going to go with Krell. Phoebe also offers to go to the cemetery. But when the girls leave, she pulls Leo to the side and lets him know what's going on with Cole. And this is when I texted you again and was like, so nobody finds it suspicious. Nobody finds it strange. Nobody finds it odd.
People look at your text messages, but I wanted to make sure that... Oh, man. Let's see. No one is concerned that his hole matches the chunk of beef that they have in the fridge.
we're going to get to that. So Phoebe, they go to Cole's apartment and she's begging him to heal Cole, and he was like, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be healing mortals who have been hurt by evil. And she's like, oh, now you want to follow the rules? And I was like, see, this is why nobody like you, bitch. This is why nobody like you.
So I did definitely post this on TikTok. I posted that scene that we're discussing right now. It's asking, like, it doesn't make sense. Because from my point of view, if you are only able to heal mortals that were injured by evil, and Piper's not evil, nor was she under the influence of evil, even if it's just his human half that got healed, his human half wasn't healed, wasn't injured by anything evil. Or
so, watching the scene, I think it's not necessarily that he couldn't do it. I think the rule was that he should only do it to that particular subset. Not that he couldn't do it. Because when she was like, oh, you want to follow the rules now, bitch? But you out here fucking my sister and you were dying in season. Like, I feel like, you know.
Okay. There's a world of difference between healing your sister, who is one third of the most powerful witch group ever, and the person that you know for two...
You make her sound like a hip-hop group.
Because that's hip-hop. And like the person that you've only known for 2 months, like, we can have this conversation if you want to. So you would rather have your sister die and let the world go to shit because I won't heal the man you've only known for 2 weeks? Okay.
Well, I feel like Leo knew that she was going to be like, fuck this shit. You heal my sister, you heal Earl. Well, how about this? There will be no power of three if you... And he was just like, you know what? I'm definitely not getting asked for my wife tonight. because I fucked up and I got to deal with you. Fine, come on, let's just go heal call. So they go inside to go heal, and he is struggling. First of all, he looks at that shit. He looks at that wound like, that looks familiar. Yeah. They don't say nothing. And I'm looking at Phoebe like, bitch, I know you playing dumb right now, but that's fine.
I don't know how. I just don't know how much I could play dumb in this situation. Like, I don't know if I've ever been that stigmatized to play that dumb. Because one, before I even see the wound, you got a wound in the same spot my sister stabbed somebody a week ago.
Hey, right. That's what I'm saying. So when he is struggling, this man is taking all his power. It is crackling, electricity popping. He takes all his power to heal Cole. And then when he does, he gets blown backwards. He flips over the chair.
And Phoebe don't give a
fuck. She don't give a fuck.
She was like,
you're a white lighter, you good?
And I hate that I have to take up for Leo right now, but like, bruh, what human will cause him to get electrocuted and flung across the room? Girl, the danger is in the house with you. Like, girl. And like, what if something happened to Leo? What you gonna say? Like, what you gonna say to your sister? Like, oh, my bad. Oops.
Right. What do you mean? Exactly that. See what happened was, I'm so sorry. You know I love you. She don't care. That man flew over the thing, and she was like, oh my God. She goes, Leo, are you okay? He goes, and yeah, I think so.
She don't even run to get him. Nope. She just looked and was like, you're right. Anyway, back to my man. Whose wound, you've literally seen Leo heal your sisters. You've seen him heal wounds where there doesn't even look like there's anything that even happened. His wound is still juicy and, like, leaking. It's like, come on. The call is coming.
It looks like a stitch. And is this where he's like, oh my God, Leo must be one hell of a doctor. I would love to know how he did that. She's like, oh yeah, well, yeah, he's one hell of a doctor. Like, come the fuck on.
No, that's after.
It's right after the commercial break. Because he's like, I feel like I've been hit by a truck. And he tells Leo, you must be one hell of a doctor. Shut the fuck up. I was just so mad because, like, you have to, at that point, I know you don't want to tell yourself that you're fucking a demon, but you're fucking a demon.
Yeah.
Let's just admit it. Leo's upset with himself. He was like, my wife's going to be mad. I am definitely in the doghouse. He doesn't want to leave Phoebe alone with Cole. He's like, none of this makes sense. Phoebe, Cole's wound is in the same place that Piper gashed it off. Phoebe, Cole is on the run. Balthazar is on the run. Phoebe, you see me heal mad shit. Phoebe, this don't make sense. I don't want to leave you here. And she's like, nah, I'm good. I got the potion. And he's like, all right. And Orb's out. I feel like at that point, Phoebe was like, what you gonna do though? Like, if he truly is attacking me though, Leo, what you gonna do? What is Leo gonna do? Be careful.
Orb out.
Nothing.
Orb out. I mean, so that's the only, she doesn't have any active power. I mean, all she can do
she
is
she can,
like,
levitate.
Okay, and he can grab her and throw her ass across the room. At least Leo can hold on to her and orb the fuck out. Again, y'all got me fucking... y'all got me out here fucking on Leo's side.
I mean, I was here for the levitating and getting thrown across the room part, but we're not talking about smut. We're talking about... I mean, but you set it up perfectly. That's like a great scene.
Yeah, like, you could just see her, like, she tried to, like, raise up, like, she's fucking homegirl from the Matrix, and while she goes up to kick him, he grabs her leg, and it's like, continue.
I was like, yeah, that's That's exactly how that scene should go. So now it's Crowl, Prue, and Piper, and he leads them into this weird alley. He's like, this is where Balthazar is. This is where I know he is. He thinks that Balthazar is covered with the coat in an alley.
Mm-hmm.
He snatches the potion from Piper and it like bounces off. It does not work because clearly it is not Balthazar. And he grabs the man and starts to like torture him with lightning. And Prue was like, absolutely the fuck not. Not with us.
And she drop kicks him.
She sweeps the leg. She sweeps the leg and was like, try that shit again, bitch. Try that shit again. They grab the coat, thinking that Phoebe can get a premonition off it. But Prue was like, I know my good Italian cut, okay? She was like, who be wearing this? And Piper was like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I've never seen this coat day in my life. Yo, that's my girl. The fact that she was able to know that it was coal from a coat, she didn't even sniff it. She just knew the cut.
Because she was like, whoever Balthazar is, he has to have good taste. And she looks at the coat. Cole drives a BMW. Yeah. It's not really hard to connect those dots.
But Balthazar in the cemetery, wasn't he wearing like a black coat?
No, he's wearing that brown coat.
Oh. Okay. So they suspect that Cole is Balthazar. Cole is still in the bathroom washing up. And Phoebe is now suspicious. And so she's going through his bag. She's going through his briefcase. She's going through his drawers. She's trying to find a pencil. And she's like, maybe Leah was right. Maybe I put myself in a precarious situation. And she goes to pull the potion out of the bag. And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm looking for some paper. And he's like, it's right in front of you. And she's like, oh, yeah, let me go write something down. And at that point, Prue, Piper, and Crowl oh, no, they're downstairs.
Not even just that. So she's over here trying to, like, hold a conversation with him while she's looking for stuff, like, clues. And she's like, oh, I realized you never told me anything about yourself. He was like, you never asked. How are you in love with this man that you know nothing about him?
You know why.
Nah, because you didn't even get a kiss until like episode 5.
Phoebe got daddy issues. Phoebe got daddy issues.
She got abandonment issues. That's what she got.
That's what I'm saying. She got daddy issues. Her daddy abandoned her. Cole be in and out abandoned her. But when Cole put her down.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, and I know that's probably my tizzy, like, going in hyperdrive, but like it just doesn't make sense. You know nothing about this man. It's been 2 months and you betrayed your family for a nigga you just met.
She knows how he make her feel. And she knows that is the best she ever felt. And she was ready to risk it all. It ain't fucking mad about nothing. She knew. That's what I'm saying. Come on, we have all been young, dumb. Yeah, stupid.
I was thinking about like where I was, and I feel like the closest I've ever been to like being Phoebe over a dude is when I was like in a relationship with this person, and we had been.
Are we thinking the same person?
Probably not. But like I was.
You've been closer before them. Then you've been close before.
No, what I was going to say is this, like, the person I was with, like, I'm thinking about, like, 20-year-old me and the person I was with around that age. And, like, when me and him were, like, when he would act up, I knew how he got home from work. So I would just be, like, in the train station and be like, oh, it's on my way home too. Let's talk. But, like, we had been in a relationship that was well over 2 months. Me and him were together for like at least 8 months. I can act crazy at that point. Girl, what are you doing? It's been 2 months.
Look, you ain't never had supernatural penis.
You right.
That's why. Right?
You right. That's what it gotta be, because it's
So all that's happening upstairs in the apartment. The girls and Crow are downstairs in his lobby. A very nice lobby. How'd they get in? I don't know. Because if I am a DA, there needs to be a doorman. You're not going to have people just willy-nilly popping it up in my lobby. But I guess he's with Crow, so they could have just popped in. I don't know. But they were congregating in the lobby.
No, they put two and two together. They were putting two and two together. I mean, well, yeah, two and two together about Cole walking in or driving wherever, because, you know, he's not shimmering with them. And Leo's like, I don't know what to do. I'm just a bumbling idiot. I probably just...
so sad that he gotta go tell his sister, wife that his sister's fucking a demon.
And he was like, hey, guys, I think that Balthazar is like, and they're like, we know. And yo, Krell immediately is like, tell me you ain't heal him. Tell me you didn't heal him. And he was like, I didn't know what to do. And Pipe doesn't want to say it. Piper was just like, Leo, again, Leo.
And he left him and he was just like sitting there pouting. And I was like, oh.
Because you deserve to be left on the street, you fucking ragamuffin.
I felt bad. I felt bad for him.
Yeah, because like, one, you broke the rules. You broke the rules over somebody that she only known for 2 months, and you healed a demon, and before you even like came over here and then like owned up to your fuckery, you over here with your tail between your legs in the lobby like, well, oh shucks boy, what am I gonna do? Oh no, Piper's gonna kill me.
So right before Phoebe asked Cole, who are you? The girls and Crow burst in. I think he's like, oh my God. And Cole's like, fuck this shit, and turns into Balthazar, pulls out a knife, holds it to that bitch's throat, and was like, play with me if you want to. Slice, slice, stab, stab. Play with me.
Crow goes to try to like hit him with an energy ball. Prue was like, not my sister. And then they shimmer away to the graveyard.
Freeze frame. Right behind Crow and the sisters is Balthazar's
altar.
Altar. And there is this huge ass. It is so big. It is an ankh just shimmering. So his altar setup is like behind, it's mad dope and I want it. It's like behind like a picture frame. But when it's visible, it's like lit up pink and purple. Hotep-ish. With an ankh, like that's one of the things that I could like clearly see. I'm pretty sure if I like paused, I would be able to pick up more stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was an ankh that caught me, and then that's when I texted you. That was the next text. What did the text say? It said, Balthazar's a hotep, you don't see the ankh.
Yeah. He pulls up the black turtleneck and jacket.
That was the next scene. So, Balthazar and Phoebe they shimmer into the cemetery, and Phoebe goes to whoop his ass, kicks him in the, or elbows him in the stomach, throws him over the shoulder, and just as she's about to throw the potion, yo, when I say manipulative, he turned back into Cole. Mm-hmm. That is when I text you, oh, he pulled out the black turtleneck. I knew he was going to beg for their love. That black turtleneck, he was begging for their love.
You are.
How you know this was the late 90s, early 2000s? Wait, do we know if the writer is black? Because
not I was like, do. Oh,
he's about to beg. He is about to beg. And that's what he do. He's like, I know I tried to kill you. And at the beginning, that's what I was doing. He did it so well. He was like, but you girls were just like smarter than me. You were able to make sure I didn't murder you. And then over time,
when he drops the line, like even when I went back on All Hallows Eve And she looked so betrayed and hurt. And it was just like, where was that? Oh, it wasn't bad enough that somebody tried to do it. It was the fact that he tried to do it that made you be like, oh, that's bad? You dumb fucking bitch. Like, what's wrong with you?
He said, the exact thing was, I couldn't kill you. I tried. I was supposed to. I mean, at first, you and your sisters thwarted my attempts, even when I went back in time to destroy your line on All Hallows Eve. And I was like, and
she
damn,
like, Paul. She like her heart breaks in that point. And I understand the betrayal. And like, it's fucked up that the person that you are like kicking it with did you dirty like this. So yeah, her feelings aside, but you ain't show not any kind of emotion or any kind of hint that you took that threat seriously. It's only because he did it that it's serious. Like, girl, get the fuck out of my face.
He kept going. He was like, an Introxus and an Andras, I got to strip your powers to make you vulnerable. I had you too, right where I wanted you. All I had to do was finish your job, but I couldn't because I realized I loved you. Damn. Manipulative. It's the black turtleneck. Ladies, a man is wearing a black turtleneck around you and it's only been, he's cheating. Run.
Yo, you keep telling me not to bang on shit. And here you are banging every...
My internet don't drop though when I bang though.
Hey, I ain't banged for like 3 episodes.
Now you banged last episode.
I don't remember that.
But it wasn't that bad. So he explains that, you know, Phoebe reawakened his human half. His daddy was black and fucked a monster, a demon. And then that's how we made Cole. And that's how Cole got here. And then the love that he had for Phoebe is what reawakened his human side. And that's why he had to kill the triad. And he's like, look, Phoebe, kill me. Vanquish me. Let me show you how much I love you. Yo, the manipulation. And at the same time, Crow pops up and blast Cole to the ground with lightning. And then Phoebe's like, no, Cole, oh my God. And picks him up or helps him get up. And then they run into the mausoleum. Krell tries to, like, blow him up again, but he misses and hits the side of the mausoleum. And when I say the utter, like, fuck your ancestors, because they should be blowing up shit in the mausoleum. So they're still having a conversation in the mausoleum and Crowell comes in and Phoebe's like, absolutely the fuck not. If anybody gonna kill him, it's gonna be me. And goes to whoop Crowell's ass. And Cole ends up blowing Crowell up and that's the end of Crowell. I mean, it was kind of lackluster. Crowell did absolutely nothing. So they're having a conversation and it is like Phoebe fell for the manipulation. That's how man, that is them against the world. And it starts the rest of the season. I mean, when I say season 3 is the culmination of everything that I remember about Charmed.
Yo, the fact that she like betrayed her family over a dude that she has known for 8 weeks is crazy. And that's an ableist term. So that is wild. Like that, yo. She took the... Cole didn't even know what to do. He was so lost in the sauce. She took the athame, cut his hand, told him to take off his jacket, had to squeeze the blood over the jacket, then did the potion. And it's just like, girl, use that brain for, like, better.
Nah. Like, nah.
You was like, this is how I know you was always meant to be evil, girl. Because, girl, how'd you put 2 and 2 together that quickly? How did you, like...
She was ready. She was like, not my man. Not my man. He could have killed me, but he didn't.
Oh, man. So
the sisters come in, and Phoebe's like, he killed Crow. Because they see the burning pile. And Prue's like, my girl, you did what you had to do. It don't matter. And Prue goes to hug her, and Phoebe's like, I know. And see, we know she did what she had to do as far as saving her man, but Prue don't know that. And so they're back in the manor. Phoebe is like a baby. Did I say she deserves to be evil? She's holding his dagger like my baby. And they bring her food. Phoebe's like, I don't want to talk about it because you were right as usual. And Prue was like, I didn't want to be right. I mean, I always am, but I didn't want to be. And she's like, look, you don't got nothing to apologize for because what I did was... And Phoebe's feeling ashamed. And they're like, it's okay, girl. You ain't do nothing wrong. And she's like, if only you knew. And so Prue tells her, well, the important thing is that it's over. And Piper says, well, until the next Balthazar attacks. And then that's kind of it. And it
I was trying to figure out what I could equate this to. And this is the most toxic thing. It is like when you cheat on your man and you get pregnant and you just don't tell him who the father could be. Because, girl, she's like, you did what you had to do. And she's like, yeah, I did. Because she's really taking that, like, honestly, kudos to her for taking it to the grave. Because at this point, she has, like, you know what? She charges to the game. I'm never going to see this man again. He'll never come after us. Whatever. He'll never know that this ain't his baby. Girl.
You read it way too much toxic. Because you know damn well in part two, that man going to see her shopping with that child that looked just like him and going to go to like, is that my baby, Mary June? Why that baby look just like me, Mary June?
No, even better.
He going to kidnap the baby?
No, he looks exactly like her boyfriend, but the side dude has a birthmark.
Way too much toxic shit.
Way too much toxic shit. And the baby got the same birthmark.
I'm going to pull you off. We're going to get you some positive books, some self-positivity books.
Yo, I need medication because my brain be all over the place. Is there anything in this episode you would change?
Nah. You know, I was thinking Balthazar would look a lot hotter if he had Invisalign, but that's nothing. But that's just one of my thoughts that I had to not keep to myself. But nah, I mean, high school me was like, Phoebe, you get your man and you do what you gotta do.
Fair.
So I'm a stick with high school me. I just know that Balthazar beat it up. Because 8 weeks, you hope to be a charmed one.
Beat it up.
A charmed one. And you risked it all to sign me up.
So what are you rating the episode?
I'm rated 10 unks.
I'm gonna give it 9 out of 5. Darnell, you are not the father's. It's a really good episode. If I were on medication or inebriated, I probably would have loved it, but because I'm not and I wasn't, it's just, like, I think too critically and it hurts. So 9.5. Also, I'm distracted by this tweet that I'm reading. It goes, fuck Keith Lee. You can screenshot this to him if you like. I don't understand how this shit person feels it's his life mission to go around bad-mouthing black-owned businesses. Who hurt him?
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that. I saw that this evening. And they've been dragging her on TikTok all night.
I know. They in the quotes calling you high as your forehead and said you think black people don't deserve good service. I don't know if you want to address that or fight back.
Mind your business.
What's crazy is in her bio, it says minding my goddamn business.
Speaking of minding people's business, I don't know if you've seen it, and I will send you the TikTok because I sent it to my husband. There's this guy, and I guess he used to be like a recovering drug addict. He's white. He has a lot of tattoos all over him. Mm-hmm. People be coming for this man on the interwebs. And so his last one was like, she said, I wouldn't be sad if you ate a bullet. And he was like, you in my business, but how's Brendan doing? And pulls up a tweet of her saying that she got her child taken away. What's her child's name? Brendan. This man then took it a step further and tattooed Brendan on his leg. Well, you can't see your child, but I can. Bro, mind your business, okay? There was another one where he did it, where somebody was harassing him. And he was like, "Oh, do you miss your dad?" And pulled up a picture. And the picture was, the guy had said it was like the last time I ever saw my dad. And he got that tattooed on him too. And was like, "I can see your dad anytime I want to. Why are so many people alone?"
Bruh, at that point, we gotta fight. How dare you do this to me? I will not go down like this, sir. I refuse.
I'm gonna send you to TikTok because we gotta fight at that point.
Like, I will map quest my way to your fucking house, bitch. Some witches be hoes, blessed be.
Shimmy on out, bitches.